Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I don't understand what you're saying.
We're conducting a national opinion survey. Am I speaking with Doris Powell?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And your name is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah, I'm over 18, yes.
Okay, and what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you not vote?
I always vote.
It's very certain, okay? And...
Go ahead.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. Okay, and just for classification purposes and to make sure we speak to all ages, can you please tell us what is your age?
71.
Thank you. And give me 1 second, please. Okay, sorry. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, Pacific Islander, or Native American?
African American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
I told you I was going to vote.
But from 1 to 10?
1 to 10. Yeah. I'm going to vote. 1 to 10. 10.
10. Extremely motivated. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First of all, Sherrod Brown, Senator. You strongly approve, someone approve the job, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I don't even know. I don't peep over them people.
You don't recognize the name? Sherrod Brown?
I heard the name Sherrod Brown, but I don't be going around them and stuff. I just go vote and keep going. Vote with whoever, vote whatever they vote with. Whoever I'm with, that's who I vote for.
But in general, the job he's doing as senator, you approve?
I don't have a job.
Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Now, say that again. I was running my mouth when you was talking. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Say that again.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay. So the job he's doing as senator, you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve. Somewhat approve.
The next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman. Strongly approve.
I like her. I strongly approve.
Joe Biden as president. The job he's doing as president.
Yeah, I approve.
Just somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And the last one, Donald Trump as former president.
No.
Strongly disapprove or just somewhat
disapprove? Strongly disapprove. I don't like Trump.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Democrats in Congress. In general, Democrats in Congress, how would you rate them? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Derek Marin. Do you recognize the name, Derek Marin?
Who?
Derek Marin.
Oh, Derek Marin. I don't know who he is.
Okay, never heard of. Joe Biden.
I already said Joe Biden. He's president.
Very favorable opinion of him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Oh, favorable of Ben.
Just somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, the next one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
unfavorable? I don't like Donald Trump.
Very
no.
Unfavorable.
Very
okay.
Unfavorable.
The next one, Marcy Kaptur.
I like Marcy Kaptur. I vote for Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable or just
very,
fine?
Very.
Okay. Republicans in Congress in general.
I'm a Democrat.
But how do you rate Republicans in Congress in general? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
None favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one, First Energy. How will you rate First Energy? Very favorable?
I don't do First Energy. No. No.
Very unfavorable opinion of First
very
Energy?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'm Democrat. I vote Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Joe Biden, Democrat.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
There is no chance.
Okay. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a few statements some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you more likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or the statement makes no difference?
I have to get with my crew and see what they say. Then I go with the flow.
The statement in general, after she heard that, more likely to support her, much less likely, or the statement makes no difference?
It don't make no difference. I'll get with my crew.
Okay. And this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to review some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you more likely to vote for them, somewhat less, or if the statement makes no difference, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or the statement makes no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, much less, or just somewhat less?
Less likely to vote.
Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Marine bills will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marine's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, or no difference?
Say that again. I wouldn't vote for him if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand.
But
yeah,
It's
an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting the candidate you support, even after hearing all those statements. So the statement is Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of aggravated abortion murder, Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women and potentially lead them to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. After hearing that, likely to support Derek Marin, somewhat less, or
Michael Lee. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, absolutely. Much less likely.
Much less not likely to vote for him.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
No, less likely.
Okay. Much less, or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. And the last three. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill by bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruptions. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Less.
Much less. Or just
much less.
And last two. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees, sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. After hearing that, much less, somewhat less, or makes no difference, or more likely?
Ah, pass on that one because I don't even know who that is.
But in general, much less likely to support that candidate, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely?
Oh, now that's a hard one because I don't know. But I say much less.
Okay, and the last one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin vote no. And nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even vote no on that. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, the statement makes no difference, or more likely.
I don't know. I say much less.
Okay. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reasons to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or will you still vote for Marin?
No. I'm Democrat.
Okay. What is the best reasons to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Based on what you just heard.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's so maybe much. I don't even know half of the people that you're talking about. Because, see, I don't keep up with it.
Okay, but just based on what you just heard, maybe the topic of the abortion, the aggravated abortion murder, or the
I don't think it's right to abort. I don't think it's right to abort kids at all. And yeah, I'm against abortion. I'm against abortion.
Okay. And so what was the most impact reason to you?
For abortion?
To vote against Republican Derek Marin after what you just heard.
I don't even know who he is.
Correct, but in general. Based on what you just heard right now.
About abortions and all that?
Yeah, about what you just heard. Maybe that he is involved in corruption or that he did the extravagant upgrade to his office, like plush carpeting. Remember?
I don't know. He in corruption. He shouldn't even be and he shouldn't even be running for anything, being in corruption and doing all the stuff he's doing.
Okay.
But you got a whole bunch of them in corruption and stuff, because the ones you think are good, they just as bad as he is.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Because I'm voting for Marcy Kaptur.
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
Anderson. Marcy.
Okay,
yeah.
I have to and, go. You didn't help me long enough. My ride waiting on me. I gotta go.
Last questions, please. We're almost done. We're 92%. Just 1 minute more, please. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated from Lee High School in 1972.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
I think I'm a strong. I never voted Republican. I've been Democrat ever since I've been voting.
And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Say that one more time, sorry.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Very somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I don't really get into politics, except for when it's time to vote. Then I go through and ask everybody what they think and that and that.
But,
and that's the only time that I be a part of politics.
But which one should I record for you? To your personal identity, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Now you got me. I guess it's important to me.
Okay, just somewhat or not too important?
Somewhat.
Or very important. Just somewhat, okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden and going to vote for him again if he's running against Donald Trump. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the God bless the truth. When Donald Trump was in there, more blacks and Hispanics got killed and nothing was done about it. Because Donald Trump let them know it was all right to kill people that was not white. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yep.
We went through hell and high water. Every time you look around, if a black wasn't getting killed, a Hispanic was getting killed. And Donald Trump let it be known. And I went to Washington to go to the White House, and we was like 5 miles away. That's as close as everybody on that trip got. But how in the hell could all them people get in the White House over that electric fence and all that? Donald Trump allowed it. No, I wouldn't vote for him if they was finna hang my ass. You understand where I'm coming from? Donald Trump is not for anybody.
Thank you so much for your opinion. And this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.